I'm on the subway, New York City. This guy reaches into my purse. He grabs my makeup case. I'm like, uh-oh, I'm about to get mugged by a drag queen. It is on. Because they're big and they can fight, you know what I'm saying? So then he grabs my purse and he goes, I'm going to hit you. So then I said, if you hit me, you better knock me out. Which was stupid. Don't say that to somebody who's stealing your purse. Don't do that. Because that was his plan. He wasn't waiting for my go-ahead on that one. So he hit me. He punched me. Don't worry, I can take a punch. I went to public school. So he hit me and I took it. I don't know if it was the adrenaline, but did you ever have one of those balloon clowns as a kid? It was literally like, nope. Nope. I eat those. I even did one of these, like I was gonna morph into Steven Seagal and like karate chop him right in the throat. And then he went to hit me again and I grabbed his arm. And I don't know if any of you have ever been in a fight, but you start to win a fight you were losing and you talk so much crap. Like I grabbed his arm, I was like, man, who are you trying to hit? But there was another arm I should have been looking out for. Because that one came out of nowhere. This guy literally, he lifted me up off the floor and tossed me aside like nothing. And the whole time he's picking me up, the only thought going through my head was, oh my God, I must have lost so much weight. Did you see how he threw me? Damn it, I'm skinny. No, I'm kidding. It was really hard though when he picked me up not to go, wee! Gonna do next? The second time this happened, okay. Second time my mouth got me in trouble. This one's a biggie. It was with my boyfriend's mom. I know. Let me explain. See, what happened was, here's some important information. My boyfriend is Mexican. Yeah, what up? Hey. Hey. His mom, he's from Texas, like he was born in Texas. His mom was born in Mexico. It's a very important part of the story. So she grew up a little more like old school beliefs, and if you know any even old school people, they don't have to be from Mexico. You know that they don't sugarcoat anything. They don't have time for it. They don't care for it. They're blunt and honest people. And I can respect that. That's fine. But when you mix somebody who's blunt and honest with somebody that doesn't have a filter, things can happen. So last time I'm in New York, she sees me, comes up to me. First thing she does, put her hand on my stomach. Why is that happening? I don't know why. I don't feel comfortable with that. Do you, right? Because how many of us have had the guy that thought it was cute to pinch the fat on your stomach, huh, ladies? Yeah, right? The guy that goes, look at that, you have a tummy. Look at that. I'm like, you have 3 seconds to live. Pinch me one more time and your life is over. Right, so she touches my stomach. She goes, you're getting kind of fat. Are you pregnant? Yeah, thank you. That is how I felt. Because first of all, who says that? Who tells a woman she's fat? Every guy in here already knows. The question, do I look fat in this? What is the answer? No, no, absolutely not, right? No, sometimes it's hell no. Sometimes it's, oh my God, baby, no, you look like you lost an ounce. Or whatever unit of measurement will get you out of trouble. But you never tell a woman she's fat, never ever. And you don't say that to me because I can't control what comes out of my mouth. She should know this. I've known her a while. So y'all, I can't be blamed for what happened next because I was provoked. Because the second she said that, without pause, I looked her right in the face and I was like, oh, relax, I'm not gonna keep it. That's what's gonna do me in. That's what makes it hard for me to diet, is my love of food. That and my confidence. It's got way too much confidence to diet. Because here's the thing, and let me explain it to you guys. I don't have, like, I feel like to lose weight, you gotta look at yourself and go, you know what? I'm getting a little big. Gotta lose some weight. My problem is, no matter how big or small that I get, I look at myself and I go, looking good, kid. You look amazing. Keep up the good work. And confidence will mess me. And don't get me wrong, I'm not cocky, I'm delusional. It's a big problem. It's an issue. I have what I like to call Latina confidence. Yeah. Latina confidence, guys. And you know we're confident. I know we have Latin people here. I know we have Latinos here. What's up, Latinos? Hi. Yeah. We have confidence for days, Latin women. People are always saying Latin women are so sexy. It's all in our confidence, guys. And you know we're confident because you've seen us in stuff we should not be wearing. We don't care what you mere mortals think of us. You think we can't hear you whispering? You guys are like, how far does spandex stretch? We're still running the tests. We'll let you know when we're done. I did find out recently that I had to lose weight. Here's how I found out. Because I went to one of those fancy gyms. Because let me explain my gym journey first. Because I went to a few different gyms, okay? Here's what happened. Okay, when you first go to a gym, you're not looking for a great gym. You're looking for a great deal, right? You're looking for a place that's not going to charge you an arm and a leg. So I went to the most ghetto gym in the world. It didn't even have a name. It just said gym above a door. It was embarrassing. So I'm at this ghetto gym my first day, and I'm running on the treadmill. And if you've been to a gym, you already know the trainers come by and they try to sell you packages. That's their job. So I'm on the treadmill, and this tiny little paperweight of a woman walks up to my treadmill, and she's like, Excuse me? I just wanted to alert you of some of your target areas. I'm like, no thanks, I'm good. You can just keep it moving. She's like, well, you probably want to work on your stomach because it's a little flabby and your thighs are kind of big. I know. I was like, ma'am, this is how people get shot in my neighborhood. For your own safety, I'm going to have to ask you to leave now. She just kept going. She's like, well, here's what I do. I don't eat any carbs after 9. I don't drink any juice after 11. I don't have any thoughts, feelings, or emotions after 12. I was like, oh my God, someone get her a hug and a cookie. What is wrong with your life? Now go away. She's like, no! That would have been so great if it happened. I actually ran into a girl recently that I grew up with. Well, a girl that I hate. Well, because you know how there's always that one girl in your group of girlfriends that, like, infiltrates the group? You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. This was that girl. So here's what happened. I got caught. You ever get caught in a conversation you don't want to have because someone sees you before you see them? Yeah, it's like the worst feeling in the world. So here's what happened. She caught me on the bus. She came up from behind me. She snuck attacked me. This is what I heard from behind me. I heard, oh my God, I can't even believe it's you because I seen you standing there. I was like, I think I know that chick. I was going to tap her on the shoulder, but I hate what people do. I mean, yo, it's my favorite song. Why you don't bother me like that? And I was like, nah, she remembers that cheese fries. And I was like, you remember me, right? Oh my God. It was like that scene in a horror movie where you know the bad guy's right behind you. Because I was like, oh God, please, no. Oh God, no, she's still there. But here's what I did. I handled it so well. I did what everybody else does in that situation. I put on that fake voice that you do when you get caught. Like, I turned around, I was like, oh my God, hey! Girl, I was just thinking about you. But here's the thing, now I'm stuck in small talk because we have to keep talking. Like, I can't just leave after that. So I'm like, hey, what's been going on? How's life? I kid you not, she looks at me and goes, you're not gonna believe this. I'm a nurse in a hospital. I'm like, oh my God, you're right. I don't believe you. But seriously, what hospital? Because I like never want to go there. Because I don't know if any of you guys have ever stayed overnight in a hospital. I have, and it's a terrible situation. You have to trust a stranger with your life. Can you imagine being in that position and that chick walks in? Right? You're laid up in the hospital bed and she comes in holding your chart all official and she's like, the other day I had looked at your chart and you're not gonna make it. That's messed up, right? You spent all this money, we can't even save you. If I was you, I would sue for real. But I'm gonna do what I can, so do you want chicken or fish? No, you gotta specifically tell me. I think it would be so great if she walked back in like 5 minutes later and was like, oh, my bad, I was reading your horoscope. No, because it says here that you are a Cancer, and I was like, damn. I'm gonna tell her though. I can't get bad news from that voice. You feel me? Like, I can't be laid up in the hospital bed and getting bad news from that person. It has to be somebody with a more comforting demeanor. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Like, if I'm laid up in the hospital bed, I think perfect people for this job. Southern people. Right? You get the right Southern accent. It's so comforting. I could be laid up in my hospital bed. My Southern nurse comes in. She's like, I'm sorry, sweetheart. Turns out it is fatal. You're not gonna make it. Do you want some sweet tea? Help you deal with that. I would be like, oh my God, yes. I'm so sorry my death is ruining your day. I think my girlfriends scared me from the whole idea of pregnancy. Because not every woman looks at a pregnant woman and goes, oh my God, you look amazing, I wanna do that. Some of us go, oh, you look uncomfortable. Yeah, right? Especially when your girlfriends get weird. You ever have any of your girlfriends talk to you when they're pregnant and it sounds like they're trying to get you to join a cult? You know what I'm talking about? Where it's like, oh my God, you should totally do it. It's the best thing I've ever done with my life. Be one of us. I had a girlfriend who really seriously, she started whispering everything. Everything. Because she didn't want to affect the baby. I was like, you're affecting me. You need to stop what you're doing immediately. Because she would say weird stuff too. She'd be like, there's a life inside me. Ugh. Sounds like you ate someone. That is ridiculous. She would go crazy when the baby would kick. She'd be like, oh my God, he's kicking, oh my God. I was like, what? I would be so mad if I was pregnant and that baby had the nerve to kick me. I would be like, listen here, you little freeloader. You're stealing my food, you're making me fat and uncomfortable, and now you've taken to violence. Really? Where's your face? I'm gonna smack you right in your baby face. That's right. Discipline starts in the womb, people. Start it early. Start it early or they get lippy when they get out. I know what it is with my boyfriend's mom. She's afraid that I'm getting too old. That's her fear. Because I just turned 34 last month. Thank you. Oh my God, thank you. I actually love being 34. I love my 30s, which is because it's a different set of confidence, I feel. You know what I mean? When I was in my 20s, yeah, I was confident. I had that, like, cute confidence where I was like, oh my God, I'm so cute. You're so cute. We're so cute. But, like, if I got all dressed up and I would walk down the street and some guy would catcall me, I'd be like, you're disgusting. This is not for you. That is not why I got dressed up. But now, like in my 30s, if guys catcall me, I'm like, oh my God, still? Thank you. Thanks so much. That's exactly why I got dressed up. Thank you. That's amazing. Yeah, I'm getting older. Yeah. So I had to stop doing certain things. Thank God I have a supportive group of girlfriends to help me through this time. Which, by the way, I think girlfriends are so essential. Every woman should have her solid set of girlfriends. Ladies, you need chick friends. You need them. They're your support system. And they'll support you no matter what. You could be crying over a breakup that you caused. Doesn't matter. They're still on your side. You could be sitting there like, but I cheated on him. They're like, no, girl, he made you cheat. Don't put this on you. Don't put this on you. We never liked him anyway. There were certain things I had to stop doing, though, with some of my girlfriends. Like, with my younger girlfriends, I had to stop shopping with them because they all go to young people stores. You know what I mean? They all go to, like, Forever 21, which is a great store. It's a great name for a store, too. I want to be 21 forever. I just can't lie to myself and go in that store. You know what I mean? You reach a certain age, I can't go into that store anymore. And I hate when I see, like, 45-year-old women, like, walking out of that store. I'm like, give me the bag. No, give me the bag and walk over to JCPenney like a grown-up. He's super macho. I like that. I'm old school. I like a macho guy. I like my guys macho. You know, the kind of guy that's like, get in the car. Oh. Hmm. Where are we going? Doesn't matter. There is part of me that wants to be like, don't talk to me like that. But I'm gonna get in the car now. I'm gonna do what you say. On my own accord. Here's the thing. I think women do like macho guys. I think we do. You guys just gotta know when to bring it out in the relationship. Because a lot of guys hide their macho. They're afraid it's too much. You gotta bring it out the first fight. The first fight you have with your girl, show it. Do you know how sexy that is? You're having your first fight with your guy, right? You guys are going back and forth and he just punches a wall. You're like, oh my God. He was pretending that was my face, Jesus. I might have to marry this one. There's something sexy about that because there's not a lot of guys now that are like that. There's not a lot of guys. There's guys now that are just... Yeah. They're wearing skinny jeans. Can we just discuss this for a second? Yeah. Yeah. Why is this happening? I don't feel safe. I don't. Why are you wearing skinny jeans? What if I am in a situation and I'm with Mr. Skinny Jeans? Something goes down. He's like, save yourself! Make a run for it, baby! We are talking marriage, me and the boyfriend. I know. Aww. Was that disappointment or excitement? You're like, oh, don't do that to yourself. I don't know, we have married people here, right? Married people? Woo-hoo! Yeah. I take marriage really seriously. My parents have been together 55 years, maybe over that. Yeah. You can clap for them. They're in the back. Just give it up. They're in the back. They're like, thank you, thank you. Yeah, so I take it super seriously. So if I was going to get married, I'd want a really good wedding. Here's the problem. People are messing up their weddings nowadays. Just went to my girlfriend's wedding. She wrote her own vows. I don't like it. Because she didn't just write vows. She wrote like an epic poem of every feeling she's ever had. Like she got up there, she was like, our love. Is like a blossoming flower. And over time, it has become a garden of love. And as the butterflies of the future, I'm like, what were you on when you wrote this? Your love is like a butterfly. Couldn't it be like a cheetah? I want to get out of here. That's why I wish it was the guy's idea to write the vows. I feel like you guys just get to the point right away. Like, he would have just got up there and been like, I'll try not to have sex with anybody else. I'll try. Then they would high five and the wedding's over. It would be the best wedding ever. There was actually a sign up in one of the vegetarian restaurants I used to go to that said, if animals could speak, we would all be vegetarians. That's not true. That's not true, because people can speak. We still hate them, so why wouldn't it work for animals too? Some animals are going to have an attitude problem. Sorry, cat people. I just feel like if animals can talk, you would walk into a diva fit every day. You would just walk in, your cat's like, excuse me. I don't approve of the new food you bought. That kitty litter is disgusting and your presence is annoying me. I'm gonna go lick my butt for 20 minutes. I expect you to be gone by the time I return. You know what's great about being an animal person is that when you have a pet, when you have an animal, people with kids always try to remind you that you don't have a baby. Right? All your friends with kids are like, oh my God, he's your baby. He's your baby. Because you don't have a real one. So sad. And don't get me wrong, I would love to have a baby. I mean, not physically, because it looks uncomfortable. I would love to acquire a baby. Like leave a trail of Skittles or something. Just have one follow me home. Good baby. Because I think they're awesome. I really do. I think my favorite age for kids is that toddler age. Yeah, right? Because they have this cute... They have no filter, first of all. They have no filter. And that's what I connect with. Because I struggle with that. I struggle a lot with not having a filter. But I get in way more trouble than kids do. Kids say whatever they want, and we think it's adorable. I say something wrong, and my brain is like, you really should have checked with me before you let that one slip out. It's the beauty of being a kid. They can test the waters. They can say whatever. And they will, because kids don't have a filter until you put it in as the grown-up. Right? Like, you ever been insulted by a kid? Yeah, it legitimately hurts your feelings, doesn't it? But you can't say anything about it. Because they'll just walk right up to you and be like, you're ugly, and then walk away. Right? And you just got to stand there like, he's so cute. I just want to hug him around the neck. He's adorable. But when you think about it, you know what I mean? That kid isn't trying to mess with you. Like, if that kid said you're ugly, it's because he genuinely thinks you're ugly. But, like, so ugly, he had to stop whatever he was doing and inform you of the situation. Like, he was doing something and he was like, no, put the Legos away. What is that? Get it fixed. What's wrong with you? I can barely keep my Lunchables down, guys.